and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, May 19th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today, lots of information. Right out of the box, 53 minutes from right now, 10 o'clock this morning, Carla Wagner will be at the Resorter newspaper, the old building there on South Straits Highway. If you'd like the flyer of the address, all the information about it, just text me AX, and I'll send you the information, the flyer. She's going to actually be staying up here in Northern Michigan all day today. The former Straits Land Resorter newspaper, 3636 South Street Highway in Indian River. Well, she'll be there at 10 o'clock. Again, now 52 minutes away. When she's done there, she's going to drive up to Sheboygan, right across the street from Dr. Gary Willey's office, 320 North Main Street, Sheboygan, Michigan, at the Mulligan's Restaurant. She'll be there putting on another presentation at 1 o'clock. Maybe you want to go there, have some lunch, listen to Carla, get a few petition sheets, and start collecting signatures for the effort. And then tonight she wraps up attending the Presque Isle County Republican Party monthly meeting. It's going to be at the Lighthouse Restaurant, 377 North 3rd Street in Rogers City. That is going to start at 6 o'clock. And I want to give credit. This flyer was put together by Dar Olson. If you have any questions, you can give Dar a call, 231-408-8928. Thank you, Dar, for putting this flyer together. Greatly appreciate it. Basically, starting in April 2nd, Carla started the petition drive to collect 600,000 signatures statewide to put it on our November 2026 general election ballot, the elimination of property taxes. Homestead, non-homestead, business property tax, any property tax in the state of Michigan would be eliminated by this petition drive, which amends the state's constitution. Now, one thing you have to understand, this process is grassroots and is being handled at the county level. Each county, I believe she has them all except for four in the western part of the UP, have county captains. County captains very simply means that you're willing to be a contact point in your county for this effort. She then mails petition sheets to the county captain. The county captain then is put on the website on the weekly spreadsheet that's going out as being the person to contact in your county. If you go to her website, axmitex.org, click on volunteer. You just want to be a circulator. You just want some sheets so that you can help collect signatures and send them back. Well, you fill out that volunteer sheet with your name, phone number, email address, and then they'll put you in touch with the county captain, and the county captain will get you your sheets, explain to you how to fill out the sheet, and how to get them back to the county captain. County captain will then get them back to Carla, and this has to be done by the end of September. So we've got all of spring and summer to go, and we can get this done. Eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Text me axed. I'll send you the flyer so you can go check out Carla up here in northern Michigan. Short break. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
You don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Officer Rick down in Genesee County being a school cop with no seniors. The seniors are done finishing up the school year down there. Greatly appreciate him reporting in for duty this morning, listening on the Simple Radio app. Best way to do it. free app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, please do so. Go into the App Store, the Play Store. On your phone, download Simple Radio, capital S, capital R, two words. Download the app and then put in the call letters for the radio station, WCHY. We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear. Now, by doing that, you'll be able to listen to this show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, live. And then at noon, we go to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. That airs all day long, all night long, through the morning, until this show today rebroadcasts at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So if you miss the show live, you can always listen to it the next morning from 6 to 9 on the entire Patriot Voice radio network. So greatly appreciate Rick reporting in for duty. Do me a favor, guys. We had some sound equipment issues over the weekend when we were doing church on Sunday. Could you text me if you're hearing my voice well, if it's clear, if it's not too hot? I'm concerned about the levels of the commercials and the levels of the news. So at the next Bomley Hour news break, let me know if the news is still hot, the commercials, if they're hot, compared to my voice. You're hearing me okay doing the show. Let me know how the commercials and the news is doing. Sounds good? Sounds the same? Or hot? Or just basically okay is what I'm looking for. Hot or okay? Hot or okay? So let me know that during the break. I greatly appreciate it. Well, kind of an interesting story popped up over the weekend. Actually, it was late, I think, Thursday night, ran into Friday over the weekend. Former FBI Director James Comey, who, in my opinion, put his thumb on the election back in the day, 2016, when he chose not to prosecute or investigate Hillary Clinton as she was running against Donald Trump for president. Kind of interesting. Well, he has obviously let it be known that he hates, with a capital H, hates Donald Trump. Cannot stand the guy, hates the guy, has it out for him. Some of the things that he's said on CNN and MSNBC the last few years, especially before the election last year, completely over the top. Well, on his, I believe it was Instagram account, he posted supposedly a randomly found seashell collection put together on the beach while he was out walking his dog in Virginia. 8647. Now, everybody knows what 86 means. When you 86 somebody, you assassinate them. Well, the seashells were arranged, and he took a picture of it. Looked actually like maybe a drone picture. It was up pretty high. I don't think it was just held up by his face. 8647. Posted on Instagram. Interesting seashell collection found on the beach on my walk this morning. Right. Well, the media went nuts with the story when the MAGA, Make America Great Again people, started going crazy on social media. Former FBI director calling for the assassination of the current president. Well, after it went viral, after people were attacking him, he deleted the post, but it was too late. People took screenshots of it. people reposted the screenshots all over their social media. It went crazy. It went viral. Caught the attention even of the President of the United States when he did his sit down Friday night. I told you guys to watch Special Report with Bret Baier. He did the entire hour with the President from Abu Dhabi, UAE. Well, guess what? Bret Baier heard about it and asked the President about it. And he said very simply, he knew exactly what that meant. He knew exactly what he was doing. Even got the attention of the Secret Service. They called him in to ask him about it. For 70 minutes, they interrogated him. Well, after I realized what people were thinking of the connotation of it, I deleted the post. Yeah, that's not quite good enough. We may want to look at your devices. We may want to look at some of the text messages and people you spoke to about the post, and we want to talk to your wife. Whoa. Well, the process, Bret Baier asked President Trump about it. Are you going to ask your Attorney General, Pam Bondi, are you going to ask the FBI director, the current one, Kash Patel, to investigate? And Trump said, no, I'm staying out of it. They know about it. I'm leaving it up to them to determine what they want to do with it. I'm not going to tell them how to do their job. I'm not going to say anything. So as a result, Comey is in the hot seat. Knowing Pam Bondi, knowing Kash Patel, after not one but possibly two assassination attempts on Donald Trump, it's this type of rhetoric, folks, that they believe led the second shooter to get a rifle and hide in the bushes at the golf course, Donald Trump golf course, to attempt to shoot him. It was only because a Secret Service agent saw this barrel sticking out of the bushes was the guy apprehended. He was on the tee box, hitting his drive toward the hole where this guy was hiding in the bushes, less than 100 yards away from the green. Hit his drive, was approaching the green, and luckily this Secret Service agent saw the barrel and grabbed the guy. Well, it's this type of rhetoric that they are claiming caused him to plot out his plan to shoot the president. Well, then another very interesting little twist popped up. I believe it was Patrick Kolbeck's Twitter X account. He reminded us of a post that this goes all the way back, I believe, to 2020, where he said, do you think Governor Gretchen Whitmer should be investigated as well? If Comey posts 8647, shouldn't Gretchen Whitmer be looked at? Because on October 18th of 2020, this was just a couple of weeks before the Biden-Trump presidential election, on NBC Meet the Press, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer prominently displayed 8645. Should Department of Homeland Security expand their investigation to include Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Now, I totally forgot about this. But it's very clear. There's her picture. Governor Gretchen Whitmer in front of an American flag and some books behind her in a bookcase. And over her right shoulder on the little table there behind her is a little block. It looks like, it's kind of like those, you know, those block calendars where you can change the dates. She changed it to 86-45. This post has been seen by 27,000 people. Now, if it's good enough to investigate Comey over 86-47, I definitely think it's interesting enough to investigate Whitmer's 86-45. If they find Comey guilty of some type of hate speech or trying to incite violence against the president, shouldn't Governor Gretchen Whitmer face the same fate as Comey? Just asking a question. Because my whole take on this thing is, if you're going to threaten the president or put up posts on social media when you obviously have a big audience, a big platform, Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Meet the Press, NBC Meet the Press, October 18th of 2020, just weeks before the November election, which was stolen from Donald Trump and given to Joe Biden, when in fact Whitmer was part of Biden's campaign. So these Democrats can basically threaten the life of the president, incite violence against them, and get away with it? Folks, I can guarantee you, if I was to put up a post or say something on the radio like 86 Whitmer, I can guarantee you I would be investigated immediately. Arrested, pressed with, you know, inciting violence against the governor of the state of Michigan. I can't do it. Steve Gruber can't do it. Tyrone X can't do it. Patrick Kobach can't do it. But the Democrats can. Justin Barclay, Wood Radio, Superstation 910 in Southfield. If he did it, he'd be arrested immediately. Charlie Kirk. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Well, guess what? Why is it that they can get away with this garbage and we can't? Because we have a two-tier justice system in America? Because they can do basically whatever they want to do and get away with it? But if conservatives do it, oh, no, no, no. You're going to be arrested immediately. This is insanity, people. Absolute insanity. And there it is, clear as day. If you want that picture, text me 8645. 8645. Clear as a bell, right there on the table with her plant right over her right shoulder. 8645. She can do it on October 18, 2020 on a national NBC Meet the Press TV show on a Sunday morning and get away with it. Good work, Patrick Kobach. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.